But after all the dust settles on the Origin decider, well after Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao toe-to-toe, there will be an absolutely epic show being put on at Suncorp Stadium. It all was revealed last night. Talk about some pre-show excitement. Before Origin kicked off, this special announcement had people glued to Facebook all, I know, glued to Facebook, yeah, all around the country. The one and only Sir Paul McCartney coming to Brisbane for the first time in 24 years. This December. Now, he revealed he'll be bringing his one-on-one show to Australia. He did this last night on Facebook. Now, Brizzy audiences will get to see the former Beatle December 9. Tickets, they'll go on sale July 4. Now, one man who I'm sure is heading to Suncorp for the show is our very own Mark Braybrook. And I've put him in a headlock to get in here for a chat because I told you the other day, Mark's got a very special Paul McCartney story. Mark, afternoon, how many people are hitting you up for tickets?
No. I've never met Sir Paul McCartney, but I do have a terrific story, a mate of mine, and I'll have to condense it because if we had a few beers and were sitting around a barbecue, I could make it go for 10 to 15 minutes. But basically, this mate of mine in Sydney was invited to a workmate's place for drinks after work, and he said yes, even though they weren't real mates, they were workmates, and he thought it was a bit odd, and he had to catch a bus from one side of Sydney to the other because he didn't drive. And all the way, he's thinking, what's this about? This is a bit odd. So he arrived at his mate's place, or the workmate's place, and it was a semi-detached house. So down the long hallway into the lounge room, and the guy said, would you like a beer? They're sitting there having a beer. Half an hour goes, and still nothing. Another half an hour, and my mate's getting a little bit nervous about, what am I doing here? What is this all about? Why is this guy inviting me into his house? What's going to happen, sort of thing? And after about an hour, there was a knock on the door. And my mate was really nervous then, thinking, okay, what's sort of happening? The guy gets up and says, I won't be a moment. He walks down the hall. Here's the clop, clop, clop. Open. Here's the door open. Voices saying, hello, hello, hello. They come walking down this long corridor. And my mate's getting really nervous about what is going on here. And into the room walks Sir Paul McCartney. And the workmate says, Greg, I'd like you to meet Paul. Paul, this is Greg. And my mate goes, I know you are. And was dumbfounded. Sir Paul McCartney's there. They're sitting down, having drinks, chatting away. Another knock on the door. The guy gets up, won't be a moment, leaves my mate with Paul McCartney in his lounge room, walks down the hallway, opens the door, more voices, blah, 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 blah. Into the room comes Linda McCartney, right?
What?
And my mate's just...
Hang on, time out for a second. What year are we talking?
1993. This is before he played at Parramatta Stadium, and I was at that concert. They were on their way to play at Parramatta Stadium, and they dropped into this bloke's house at Mossman for a chat and a drink, right? And my mate was blown away.
Yeah.
And said, look, got to go. We've got a concert to play. Nice to see you again. I don't even know what this bloke's name was. Nice to see you. We'll catch up again soon. Nice to meet you, Greg. Maybe we'll catch up in the future. Turn around, walked out. My mate followed him out. This stretch limo's out the front of the house in Mossman in Sydney. In they get. Off to the concert they go. Now, Greg then turns around, what was that about? And
yes.
And the guy said, mate, I just thought you might like to meet him. I didn't want to let everyone know. I didn't know whether he'd turn up. He could have been busy. He said he was going to drop in, but I didn't want to, you know, get you excited. And I'm in the car driving while my mate's telling me this story.
Yeah.
We'd been together all day and he just brought it up on the way home. And I'm sitting there going, are you serious? And he said, yeah, it was Paul McCartney. And I said, mate, you've just met one of the Beatles. And he said, yeah, but you know Doug Walters. And I said, what? And I said, mate, you just met one of the Beatles. He said, yeah, but I'd love to meet Doug. And I said, mate, I can arrange that, but can you get me to, can you believe that? Is that not the ultimate famous people you've met?
All right, so many questions here. Obviously, in the day before mobile phones and cameras, cameras were around, not phones, cameras in phones.
But he didn't know why he was going there either.
Did he get a photo?
No, because he didn't, no.
So
no
his mate photo. Didn't have a camera. Okay.
No.
All right.
You want to know how the mate knew Paul McCartney?
100%.
Well, the mate went to England for one of the 12-month, what do they call them? Gap years and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
One of his intentions was to meet someone famous.
Right.
So he went to the polo.
We've all been there.
Yeah, but he went to the polo.
Right.
Right. So he's at the polo and he starts, you know, chatting and talking to people and starts playing with these kids, you know, while their parents are doing other stuff. And he got to meet this girl and was chatting to this girl. And this girl says, come over and I'll introduce you to my mum and dad. So Heather and this guy went over to meet Paul and Linda. He was playing with Heather McCartney. He then became what do you call a male nanny? He then became the babysitter for the kids.
A manny.
Yeah, whatever. That's
I don't know.
I mean, is that not the world's most bizarre story?
So can it be an au pair?
Oh, mate, I don't care. He met Paul. Does it really matter?
No, but we don't need to find this out. Right. Yeah. A male nanny.
So there you go. So he went to the polo with the purpose of meeting someone famous, got chatting to Heather McCartney in 1993. So I don't know how old she would have been then. She wouldn't have been very old.
Right.
And then she introduced this guy to Paul and Linda McCartney.
Yeah.
He then literally babysat the kids, and that's how they got to know each other. And bang, in Sydney for the concert in 1993, which I was actually at because I was working at 2UE at the time, and we had a corporate box at Parramatta Stadium, and all the staff went into a draw, and I won two tickets, so my wife Amanda and I went to see Sir Paul McCartney, and we're waiting for him.
You could have been having beers with him at Mossman.
Exactly, and could have got a lift. Could have got the car. So, mate, I'm going. Do you mind if we jump in?
Great story. One final question. Your mate Greg and Paul McCartney are in the living room by themselves. It might have been for 60 seconds. It might have been for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
What does he say to him?
Well, mate, he didn't tell me. He just said, we just chatted. Because Greg's a big...
About what?
Well, I don't know.
What do you talk to Paul McCartney about?
Exactly. But if you know Greg, all he could talk to him about would have been cricket. And I don't know whether Sir Paul McCartney knows much about cricket. And, yeah, it's one of the great stories. Now, I did tell this story on our weekend summer edition when I was hosting that before the big man got me sacked. Oh. Right? We were telling this story.
Don't hold the grudge.
Yeah, we were telling this story.
Is this an origin thing?
I'm one of many that the big man's had sacked from 2GB. But no one believed me on the panel, and Greg actually rang up and said, no, he's true. The story is true. I'm the bloke he's talking about in the story.
Where's Greg now? Can we call him?
Well, I haven't seen him for years.
Have you got his number? We'll try and call him.
I could try and find it, but I'm not sure.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll do some digging.
Good story, though.
Great story.
Gone on a bit longer than you would have wanted to, but it's a good story.
No, it's a great story. Exactly. You're doing breakfast news tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hurry, go to bed. Mark, thank you.